this public hearing today of the Joint Standing Committee on State and Local Government. So the first bill we're going to hear testimony on is LD 794, an act to expand the membership of the Permanent Commission on the Status of Women, presented by Senator Vitale. Senator Vitale.
Good morning, Senator Nagel, Representative Stover, esteemed members of the Committee on State and Local Government. I'm pleased to see you all here this morning, especially after yesterday. I hope you all got a little sleep in the interim, and thank goodness it's Friday. My name is Eloise Vitale. I represent Senate District 24, which is all of Saginaw County and Dresden and Lincoln County. And I am very pleased to be here today to introduce LD 794, an act to expand the membership of the Permanent Commission on the Status of Women. Over a decade ago, the 125th legislature created the Permanent Commission on the Status of Women. And shortly after its creation, Governor Baldacci appointed me. I'm sorry, I forgot to hand these out. Apologize for that. I'll chalk that up to not having quite enough sleep myself. After the creation of the commission, Governor Baldacci appointed me chair of the commission. The commission had the responsibility to promote, carry out, and coordinate programs designed to improve opportunities for women and girls in the state. We also were required to submit a report to the legislature. However, there was not a funding mechanism to support the commission's work. So for the next 10 years, the commission had to rely on volunteer time to do its work, to borrow data to compile its annual report. Commission members and others donated their skills and their time in the research, the data analysis, the writing, graphic design, and printing. While I am grateful for all the people who helped the commission do its work, the legislature can and should support this critical work. Without funding, the commission has had to limit its overall scope. LD 794, the bill before you, would provide funding for the commission to hire an executive director. A full-time paid executive director can help the commission collect and present data on the civic, economic, educational, health, and societal status of women and girls in Maine. Accurate and timely data are critical for informing public policy and making expenditure decisions, setting state agency priorities, and helping to influence state and local program planning. In its most recent report, the commission called for the legislature to collect more data, particularly centering on marginalized women and girls. Such data includes the percentage of women who work in the care economy, who depend on these services in order to work, and who are providing uncompensated care for their families. These data should include BIPOC women, as well as those with disabilities who are caring for family members with disabilities. The extent to which BIPOC women and women with disabilities are enrolled in social services or public assistance programs for which they are eligible, and the extent to which eligibility and demand for these programs compares to enrollment. Better data interoperability to improve our understanding of women's needs and to the extent to which they are being met across systems and throughout the state. And better data and an improved ability to cross-correlate and compare multiple sets of data are essential to plan, budget, execute, and evaluate programs and policies that are supporting women and girls and their families. This work will help us understand how we can improve the lives of women and girls in this state. The bill also adds two positions to the commission itself to ensure more complete representation of women and girls' life experiences in Maine. In addition, I would add two words as a sponsor's amendment to the bill before you to read, and this is on lines 15 and 16 of the bill, if you're looking at that, survivors of sexual or domestic violence. I can certainly provide that information in more detail to the analyst when it's appropriate. I thank you for your time, and I will do my best to answer any questions. I know there are members of the commission here who can also detail more specifically work that they've been doing and the issues that are before them over the last several years since I am no longer a commission member. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Is there anyone who has any questions for the Senator?